Track 4. Continue west to the corner of 135th and Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard. Stop and look around. Langston Hughes described the feel of Harlem in the midst of the Renaissance.
When I came back to New York in 1925, the Negro Renaissance was in full swing. County Cullen was publishing his early poems. Aaron Douglas was painting. Zora Neale Hurston, Rudolph Fisher, Gene Toomer, and Wallace Thurman were writing. Louis Armstrong was playing, and the Savoy Ballroom was open with a specifically built floor that rocked as the dancers swayed. Art took heart from Harlem creativity. Jazz filled the night air, and people came from all around after dark to look upon our city within a city, Black Harlem.
As your map shows, the Y was only one of many centers of community and cultural activity in this immediate area. Most people associate the Harlem Renaissance with tremendous artistic activity, but it was also an incredibly important period for Black politics, with the New Negro, the Garvey Movement, the NAACP, the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters, and many other organizations marking the national landscape. Your map shows you that many of these groups, as well as the newspapers that discussed their ideas, were based right here.